Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hi, friends. So I want to talk about something really important here. With the holidays fast approaching, I know I have found myself already stressed, even in early December. I've been in a very task-oriented way of thinking and thinking about just, you know, all the things I have to get done. And I've been super in my head trying to get as much done as I can, which has had me on this warpath pretty much to just do task after task after task. And this has just essentially just made me feel even more stressed. You know, there's also all the gift shopping and travel preparation, which of course it'll all be fun and worth it. I know that, but it's taxing. It is absolutely taxing. Of course, I enjoy the holidays, but let's be real here. Holidays are stressful. They're stressful in so many different ways. Lots of family time, which may be challenging for some, you know, lots of travel, being in busy airports, cramming activities and just get-togethers in, trying to meet work deadlines, having to just be around tons of people all the time. And of course, trying to find those, you know, perfect gifts that also arrive in time. That's a lot right there and really adds so much to our plate, which for many of us, our plate is already super full to begin with. For me, I, you know, already had a pretty full plate and decided to just really stack it all and overload and jam pack my schedule this holiday season. So I actually dove back into the NICU nursing world in early December, and I'm back part-time, which is super exciting. You know, a year ago, I never thought I would say that, but truly I'm really excited and happy to be back. I really missed it. And now I have these lovely boundaries that I never had before. So this go around at work in the hospital, it's going to be more fun and less chaotic. And I'm really, really excited about that. So I'm currently reorienting back to the NICU. I'm also, you know, doing my book promotion stuff and podcasting. And then also, you know, traveling a lot for the holidays, going to be in a couple different states over the next couple of weeks. And, you know, of course, I waited until mid-December to start my holiday shopping because apparently I like to torture myself. And if you listen to one of my prior episodes where I talk about December's being challenging for me, Decembers are challenging for me. So, you know, it's the anniversary of my TBI, my brain surgery, my back injuries, my back surgery, and a slew of other health problems. So even if you take away the holidays and the new job and all the other things, December would still be stressful as hell for me. But of course, I've decided to throw all of these other fun things into the mix and add more stress for myself. So this is a heavy, busy month. And, you know, it's going to be a lot. So fun times for me. So because I'm really pushing myself in a lot of ways and have a lot going on, I know that it is especially crucial for me to be proactive in taking care of myself and setting myself up for success for the month ahead. Even if you aren't starting a new job or don't have a super, you know, injury, health problem filled history in December's, holidays are chock full of triggers and stress. I know many people out there have, you know, challenging family dynamics and a lot of triggers around the holidays, you know, having to be around people that you normally wouldn't choose to be around who say, you know, stupid and insensitive shit. Also, there's of course financial stressors and just a bunch of other things that make this time particularly challenging. So I thought it was an important reminder for myself and also for all of you wonderful listeners to go over my number one tip to best take care of yourself and support yourself so you can not just survive the holidays, but hopefully enjoy it and keep stress to a minimum. So I have one major tip that I use that may sound weird or even hilarious, but trust me, it's an important one and it works. And that tip is to be selfish. You know, funny tip, given the fact that holidays are often about being around people and family and gathering, spending time with loved ones. But for real, be selfish. I'm telling you to be selfish this holiday season. And here's what I mean. When I say be selfish, I mean you have to put yourself and your needs first so you can look out for you. There's naturally going to be, you know, tons of obligations and you're often out of your norm and your routine. Maybe you're staying with people or have people staying with you. So it's really paramount that you take some time for yourself. I'm all about self-care. And I know when I'm super busy and spending a lot of time with people and I'm not able to, you know, do my self-care routines or my workouts or get a lot of sleep, it's not fun. It's not fun for me but also it's not fun to be around me. I'm well aware of this. So knowing that I'm fully about to exhaust my social battery and my routines will likely go out the window for the most part, I know that I have to have some non-negotiables to keep myself from being irritable, from being anxious, from being exhausted, and from being in this overly stressed out state. No one wants that. It's not good for anybody. So be selfish in whatever way that best suits you. So here are some examples of things that I like to do personally. You know, take extra, 15 minutes in the morning to just be alone. You can do a meditation. You can do, some tapping. You can watch one of your favorite shows, read a book, go for a short walk, get some exercise, move your body to get that heightened energy out and regulate your nervous system. You can also, spend time with just you or your partner or your pets, whoever helps you feel relaxed, or go grab a coffee or a beer and escape with a friend or somebody who you know is easy to be around or soothing. When we're triggered and stressed, our brains think that there's a threat. So we're using more energy to basically be on high alert, which is super uncomfortable. Your breathing changes, your heart rate elevates, and you just don't feel as good because your body thinks it needs to be ready for a threat of danger. And that threat of danger may actually just be, corralling your family to all get together to get to this holiday party, or having to be around those family members that make you super uncomfortable because they're dicks and make fun of you, or having to, wrap and mail a bunch of presents by a certain date, or having to cook for people and so on. These are like seemingly simple, innocuous things, but they're often interpreted by our brains as danger threats that amp up our nervous system, even though it's not a real threat. And so it's this perceived threat because it's something in the past that has made us feel anxious and stressed out. So our brain's going to be like, ooh, we remember this. We need to get anxious for this or feel anxious for this and get amped up and ready. So, let's be real. Holidays really can be pure chaos. It's nonstop overstimulating, lots of talking to people, lots of music playing, tons of noise everywhere. You're often running from place to place, dealing with people who just frankly fucking suck and are probably also stressed and, assholes. That happens. So it's especially important that you do something for yourself to bring your nervous system and your body back down to a more baseline functioning level that actually feels good. So it's not actually about being selfish. It's just genuinely taking proactive care of yourself so you don't get sick or you don't punch someone in the face because you've hit your breaking point stress-wise. This is your permission to walk away from these moments when you're feeling really stressed. Take a moment and just remove yourself when you're in these really stressful situations and feeling really amped up. When you find yourself feeling really anxious or upset, or your thoughts are just racing and consuming you, just excuse yourself if you're with people. Go take some deep breaths or just be silent or scream into a fucking pillow if that suits you. Sometimes that is absolutely necessary. I know it is for me. I found myself last year having to take a lot of breaks just kind of throughout the day. Go to the room that I was staying in or into even just the bathroom and just take some deep breaths. Or just like move my body to just like shake out that stressful energy, or even just to take like a moment of silence. And then I'd come back to, being with everybody and I'd feel better. I've really dialed in to when I can feel the anxiety building. And that's my cue to be like, okay, I'll be back in a few minutes. And I take a little time for me so that I can chill out and not get anxious and irritable. Because, once you get to that place, it's really hard to bring yourself back down. Then it takes even more energy and even more effort to do so. So if you can catch it ahead of time, that will really be the best thing for you. I personally like to carve out time in the morning for a little meditation, maybe a tapping sequence, because that helps clear my mind. It brings me to the present moment. It calms my nervous system and just generally makes me feel good. When I'm out of my routine and constantly doing things that I I'm not taking, my morning time for myself, I feel more anxious. I feel more on edge and I feel more in my head. I'm more reactive. I have less control of my emotions and it's not fun. I don't enjoy that. So my morning time for me is clutch. And I'll also take times, little, moments throughout the day to just step away from people, just sometimes even just close my eyes and just breathe and just pause. Sometimes that's just, going into the bathroom, and looking at yourself in the mirror or closing your eyes and just breathing and pausing, connecting to myself, allowing my heart rate to slow and embracing some silence. That does wonders for me. destimulating and slowing down to allow my nervous system to chill and be like, oh, we're okay, even for just a few minutes, really just allows me to feel so much better overall so that I can handle everything better. When I'm feeling anxious or irritable, I'm not fun to be around. I know this. I used to always feel like, especially around the holidays, you know, being around people, well, you know, I can't take time for me. That's selfish. I need to be around family and friends and see people and do all the things because it's the holidays and it's meaningful to them. And I don't see them all the time, which sure, that's true. But if I'm anxious, irritable, and just straight up bitchy because I'm running around doing shit constantly, taking zero time for myself, making myself feel super anxious, people don't want to be around me either. Let's be honest. People in my life know that I need some alone time to be me. That's been pretty established at this point. To feel good and just feel happy and be happy around people. And that's who they want to be around anyways. So really, it's not selfish. By taking time for yourself, it's actually benefiting other people as well. So keep that in mind. If taking time for a walk or a solo errand, you know, that may even just be you sitting in, you know, a parking lot in your car, bumping some music by yourself, do it. Be selfish. Take that time for you so you can feel good, so you can enjoy yourself and enjoy the people you're around. And also, they'll enjoy you too. You know, it's so easy to say, there's no time. I don't have time for that. There's too much going on. I don't have time. No, you absolutely have time. You have 10 minutes to take for yourself. Or if, you know, that sounds too unreasonable or stresses you out saying that, focus on 5 minutes. Take 5 minutes. That's something that's going to make a genuine difference in how you feel. You know, you can find a 5-minute meditation video, listen to your favorite song, step outside and just get some fresh air, change your environment, call your best friend and have, you know, a short vent session about the craziness of, you know, what's happening with the people around you. You can really just choose your own adventure here. Do what sounds and feels best for you. The gist here is to just do something for you, even if it's brief, it makes a difference. If you know you need more than just a few minutes a day, like me, 1000%, set those expectations with the people you're around if this is something new. Say, hey, you know, after lunch, I need to step away and take some time to chill by myself so I can fully be present with everyone later. Most people understand that. And if they don't, and they're like, what the fuck? Why? Like, hang out with us. Say, I need this little bit of time to prevent myself from feeling anxious later. It's important to me. They may not fully get it, but they should at least understand you need a break and respect that, especially if you're explaining that this is to prevent you from feeling bad and from being anxious. Everyone's going to understand that. So really take that time for yourself. Be selfish. It's not just in your own best interest. It's truly in the best interest of everyone around you. It helps you to, you know, stay at a more baseline calm level so you can relax and have fun, which is truly what holiday gatherings are about. So that's all I got today. Quick and potent here. I hope you take some time for yourself, you know, really embrace this and support yourself so that you can be present and enjoy the holidays, enjoy the people that you're around, and just take that time for you. Thank you so much for listening and happy holidays, and I'll see you next time.